27.
Paul's journey to Rome. When it was decided that Paul should sail to Italy, they delivered him and some of the other prisoners to somebody called Julius, a centurion, that's the chief soldier of Augustus's forces. They got on a boat and meant to sail along the coast of Asia, but they came to Sidon, and Julius, that's the centurion, kindly allowed Paul to go to his friends to refresh himself. Now, I'm sure his friends were Christians. So, although he may never have met these people, they felt like real family. When they left, they went along the coast of Cyprus because the winds were blowing against them. Then they found a boat in Myra that was going to Italy, and Julius put the prisoners onto it. But when they'd sailed very slowly, because the winds were against them, they came to a place called the Fair Havens. The winter had nearly come, and Paul warned them, "I can see that this voyage is going to mean only damage and loss, not only for the ship and its cargo, but also of our own lives." But the centurion preferred to believe the captain and the owner of the ship rather than Paul's words. And because the place they were at was not very nice to winter in, there was probably no restaurants or cafes, and they thought, "We're just going to have to sit in this dumb little village for all the winter," they decided that they would try to get to Phoenix, which was a harbour on the island of Crete, and spend the winter there. When the south wind blew softly, they thought that they could get to Phoenix, and so they set sail and just sailed along the coast of Crete trying to get to Phoenix. But very soon there arose a huge storm, and the ship was caught up, and they had to let the boat just be blown by the wind. When they came to a little island called Clauda, they tried to make fast the ship's boat. They had a little rowing boat they towed behind the big boat. When they took it up, then they put ropes underneath the ship to bind it together. They were frightened that they might run onto some sand, so they just let the boat drift. They were tossed around by the storm, and the next day, with their own hands, they started to throw out the cargo, the things the boat was carrying, to make it lighter. Neither sun nor the stars appeared for many days, and the huge storm took away all hope of ever being saved. They hadn't eaten any food for a long time, and then Paul stood up in the middle of them and said, "You should have listened to me and not have left Crete, but now please be comforted. There will be no loss of a single life among us, but only of the ship. Because there stood by me tonight the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve." That's wonderful. We should be able to say that to people. "This is the God whose I am and whom I serve." So he said, "This night, the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, stood next to me and told me, 'Fear not, Paul, you must come before Caesar, and God has given you all those that sail with you. So, everyone, be comforted, for I believe God that it will be just as it has been told me. But we must be thrown upon an island.' When the 14th night had come, in the middle of the night, the men felt that they were coming near to land. They threw four anchors out of the back of the boat. Some of them tried to run away by using the rowing boat, but Paul said to the soldiers and the centurion, 'Unless these men stay with the ship, you can't be saved.'" So you see, we're all saved together, and we can't just run away from each other. And the soldiers obeyed Paul. They cut the ropes off the boat, the little rowing boat, and let her drift away. As the day was coming on, Paul begged them to take some food, saying, "This is the 14th day that you've not eaten anything. Please, take something to eat for your health. Not a hair will perish from the head of any of us." And then he took bread, gave thanks to God, broke it, and began to eat. And they were comforted and also took some food. There were 276 people on the boat. And then, when they'd eaten, they threw out more of the cargo of wheat into the sea. When light had come that morning, they saw an island. They saw a creek with a beach, and they decided if it were possible to run the boat ashore. So then they put up the sail to the wind and let the wind drive them toward the shore, but they fell onto some sand, a bank of sand, and the boat got stuck. The front of the boat stuck fast and was unmovable, but the back of the boat was broken by the violent waves. Now the soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should try to swim away and escape, because in those days, if you were a soldier and your prisoners disappeared, well, you had to die.
It would be pretty hard for the soldiers to swim, I think, because the water, I think, makes you heavy, and their armour too.
That's true. They would have had to throw away all their swords and all their armour and everything. But the centurion wanted to save Paul, and so he kept them from doing this, and said that those who could swim should jump first into the sea and get to land, and the rest should just use boards and broken pieces of the ship. And it came to pass that they all escaped safe to land. You can imagine those who were scared, who couldn't swim, would have stayed on the boat till the very end and eventually thrown themselves on a piece of wood. And it was amazing that out of 276 people, they all got to land. Now, sometimes it happens that God blesses the people around us because of our faith in God. And that is what happened with Paul, that God gave him all the people who were sailing on that boat.
It's like God gives us rain and he gives other people rain too.
That's right. Our blessings and things like that, other people share in. Well, after they had been saved, they found that the island was called Malta, and the people who lived there showed us quite unusual kindness. They made a fire and welcomed us to it because of the rain and the cold. Now, Paul gathered a bundle of sticks and put them on the fire. Now, Paul was an old man by their standards, and there he was, cold and wet, but he didn't just sit there and mope about how bad things were. He got up and did something for other people. So, when he threw the sticks onto the fire, a viper, a snake, came out because of the heat and fastened itself on his arm.
It might have thought that it was like spring or something because it was so hot.
That's right. I think that is right. I think that this snake had hibernated, like, you know, animals go to sleep in the winter. And Paul had picked it up thinking it was a stick. Maybe he couldn't see very well. But when it came near the warmth of the fire, Snakey woke up and grabbed hold of Paul's arm. When all the people saw this poisonous snake hanging from his arm, they said among themselves, probably this man is a murderer, and justice won't let him live, even if he thinks he's escaped the sea. But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and wasn't harmed. They expected him to fall down dead suddenly, but after they looked a long time, they saw no harm had come to him, and they changed their minds and decided he was a god. Now, in that area, there were lands belonging to the great man of the island, whose name was Publius. He welcomed Paul and entertained him for 3 days. Now, the father of Publius was sick with a fever, and Paul prayed for him and healed him. And then other people on the island who had diseases came and were healed. They honoured Paul, and when he left, they gave him all he needed. And after 3 months, he did leave in a ship from Alexandria, which had spent the winter on that island of Malta. He went onwards to various towns, and so he came to Rome. So it just shows that God will care for us while we are doing his work. And Jesus had promised that if you go out and spread the gospel, I will preserve you, I will care for you when it comes to snakes, And Paul had Luke with him, and Aristarchus, maybe some others, a few believers in that awful situation. And God saved them. Although they all had to die eventually, like we all have to die, God is the God who saves if we really do try to do his work like Paul did.